Okay, so we're up to page Tzadi Ches. We started Simin Tes Vav. We did Sif Katan Aleph. We have to now do the Shi'odim Mitzvah Mahalacha Aleph. We have Sar Noshim Gedolim. Ayin V'mogin Avram. Dibizmanenu Noigim Letzav Katan Al Yidei Chumash Shebiyah. We discussed once outside. He mentioned that he goes through the whole thing inside. That you could, if you only have 9 people, you can take a child together with a Chumash. And you can do it. It's okay. That's what he paskins. If you only have 9, you can take a child of the cotton. Va'ayin b'machzis ha-shekel, sham, p'migadim sham, de'anu, sh'an, sh'ein lanu, chumashim b'glilu, k'sefer t'ayro, ela nidfasim, ein litzarf, ah. So he says, not so simple. That since we don't have real chumashim, our chumashim not written on cloth, written on piece of paper, on paper, so he holds that it's not a good idea. You cannot combine a child with a chumash. V'chein da'as, achroinim sham, shuv b'mishna bura. So he holds that it's not such a good idea. However, so he's machmir. Okay, it's very controversial. He says, don't take us in a chanami. So he told me that, but he didn't have a child. He just had the Sefer Torah. Okay, let's read the entire thing. Shas hatchak, yishu kach gam lahala. That if you're going to do shas hatchak, then it's you're going to continue doing it. It's not a good idea. V'chein kol shal shuvus avei tzedek aval. But so basically, the long list of people you should not do this. Aval b'shal shuvus l'vashim Mordechai mitzadi lohakel b'kuyas haTorah kevan shakotin oil l'minyan shiva. So very interesting. So he says maybe it's not really good. He's mechalik between a minyan for davening and Kriyas HaTorah. You're going to miss out and not lay in an entire parsha. You come to shul and somehow let's say you don't have a minyan. So he's basically saying is if you don't have a minyan, so you can't daven, you can't do chazor sashatz, and you can't do baruch, and you can't do kaddish. But you can still lay in. You can still do Kriyas HaTorah. You come Friday, Shabbos morning, there's only 9 people and a child. Can you take the child, have a pick of a chumash, and he'll be number 10. I know halacha l'mayis, so the ilm is nekel. That's the bottom line. Halacha l'mayis, so we don't pass like all these shitas over here. The oil of his vehicle, they take a child with a chumash and they do it. But even if you want to be machmi, you don't want to take a child with a chumash to make a minyan, but don't go home after you finish davening b'yichid the shachris. Kriyas HaTorah. For Kriyas HaTorah, you can combine a child with a chumash because anyway, mi'ikar hadin, a child can be shakatan oila l'minyan shiva. So you can lane. Okay, laning you can do.
Can be Baal Kore?
A child can be a Baal Kore also, but yes. Mi'ikar hadin, a child can be the Baal Kore. It's not the minhag olam yamen. There are many, many horror stories where a week before a child's bar mitzvah, the parents realize they made a mistake and this is the wrong bar mitzvah parasha. And the mitzvah is really next week. And it's really a katan. Many stories like this. And what is the yasta halacha? Don't tell anyone. Just keep it a big secret and let the kid lane and make the celebration and shalom al yisrael. I think so. Maftir you can always get. What? Maftir, always look at Hilton called Maftir. Yeah.
So my father said that the day of my bar mitzvah was my birthday and a guy yelled out that shalom shalom be yom mecha. And Rav Moshe said,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
You have to be 13 in a day.
39 days is the anniversary.
Well, yeah. His Vavia came out on Bahar. It was on Shabbos. So the guy by the shul yelled, he can't play. He's not bar mitzvah till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe was there.
Yeah.
And he right away, this is before davening started, he says, no problem, let's go.
So this is so when it comes to so it's a Rebbe Chiddush. Not only can a child be the Baal Kore, not only can the child, like I'll tell you something interesting. This year down in Simchas Torah, there was the person who's the Baal Kore where I daven, he's a Rebbe in a yeshiva. He teaches in a yeshiva katan in a seventh, I think he teaches 7th, 8th grade, and he told his Talmidim, whoever studies well and does well, will be rewarded. That you will lane on Simchas Torah the Maftir from a cloth, Sefer Yoshua. Clearly they were learning Yoshua. I don't know what they were learning. And that's what they had. The boy who lay in Maftir, so in the yeshiva, they prearranged this, was a katan. A katan is allowed to get maftir and is allowed to lay in the haftarah. So here he's taking it a step further. And he's telling us that you're even allowed to combine a child to be one of the 10 people for the minyan. So he goes a step further in Echnam. If you can't take a child, you don't have a child, chumish, you want to be machmir, but a child with a sefer Torah, that is okay, l'chol hadeis. So if you have a minion for, let's say, Shabbos Mincha, or Shabbos anyway, you can lay. But let's say you don't have a child, you have a child, so if you have a child with the same child, that he's saying is okay to make a minion. Everything.
After the Kriya,
everything. Once you
have a child sitting, he says you can count the cotton.
For Kriya Satara, but he's saying there is a Kedusha, so L'chor not. L'chor not. Only for Kriya Satara, but not for the Kaddish that goes after the Kriya Satara. Right? Because that's what he's saying. If you learn like the Man Yama, that's like the Shita, that you cannot combine the child with the Chumash, Awa Chumashim for.
Maybe the he's holding the
Sefer
Torah.
Oh, so now when the Kriya Satara.
You could combine him with the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, but if you don't work with that side, if you follow the opinion that you cannot combine the child, period. Under no condition can a child be combined now with the Chumash, now with the Sefer Torah, but you can use a child for Kriya Satora. You only have 9 adults, and a child, you can lay. Don't let the parasha go by. We're not going to have a minion.
What age does the cut have to be?
Old enough, I guess, to understand. 6-7 years old.
6 or 7.
I assume so. Old enough that he should understand the significance of being part of a minyan. If he's at that age where he appreciates that he's part of the minyan, he has enough seichel, then he can be part of the minyan. You can, according to one opinion, you can even combine him for a minyan. If you don't want to combine him for a minyan, you can at least combine him for a kriya satara. But l'chayra, I'm assuming you cannot say the kaddish, the rabbanon, after the kaddish yosin, after kriya satara, because that's davar shekedusha. If you're not going to follow that opinion, you can't use him. But he's bringing another opinion that if you have a katan and a sefer Torah, that already is a different story. That already you can combine and shalom. They became a sefer shalos shuvos min hashamayim. Ulchein, okay, that shalos shuvos. That was from who's that from? One of the gedolim where he went. He spoke alone with the malach every night, and he asked shuvos in shamayim what the halach is. Ulchein, heikel lachem shlo yitzorch leiluch b'zakneses shalos shalos harif for mind. Right, you have a choice. I'm going to go daven by the reform shul. Should you go down to the reform shul, or should you daven here? We only have 9 people in the cotton, so it's better to daven here 9 people with the cotton and not go to the shul where it's shloike din. Next, mechal. Now here's another very important shiloh. What if you have 9 people? You have a mechal Shabbos b'far hesia. You have a person that's not yet religious. A mechal Shabbos b'far hesia ein mit imit starfen loyselum yinayim shal shuvus chacham. Let's see. Chacham tzvi prima gadim shakasu de ein mit starfen the chashiv kigoy. If it's mechal Shabbos b'far hesia. In public, you cannot combine him. He's like a guy. And a guy who shows his mission of davar lehat siv kasa nami shalolit sarif tohar minon b'shalu shulchan aruch ta'avarya nimne l'minyan asar zedavka b'mumur l'davar echad. Only for one specific aver, he's mumur l'davar echad, which he eats non-kosher. But Shabbos he observes. The avagav del siv zevach Hashem to'eva v'tfil b'mokim karbon mikol mokim ha'mekabli b'karbonis b'parshay yishol k'dit zesh b'shas ava m'chal al Shabbos sh'ein mekal men karbon hachinami in mitzav nasol l'minyan ayin sham. So basically it is that you can, a person that's mechalel Shabbos is much, much worse than a person that does not observe the Torah. A person comes to shul on Shabbos, but at home he turns on the lights, he does whatever he wants, but it's not b'far hesia. Or during the weekday he does things which are not lahalacha, he eats non-kosher, but Shabbos he comes, I know people like this. It's a different generation, these are old timers, you don't have this in a new generation. This is an old time thing, and I'm Amish, I know people just like this, and you should know they're great people. They're so respectful. They're like a whole different min. A lot of them, I like them. I have a much better relation with these type of people than I have with some my own contemporaries, my own people, because they're just very erelich people. They were not brought up. Exactly. They don't know from these things. So during the weekday, they eat non-kosher. They don't know from nothing. They mamish know from nothing. Shabbos? They wouldn't drive. They come to shul. They put on nice Shabbos clothes. They come to shul. They sit there respectfully. They observe the Shabbos. They go home. I know at home they do whatever they do at home. You can't even their home. Their home is not kosher. But they're respectful people. Shabbos is Shabbos. You come to shul on Shabbos. So those type of people, they come to shul and have 9 people. One of them, because hate, you can have them the part of the main. No problem whatsoever. Why? Because if they would come to the base Hamigdash to bring a carbon, would the Kohanim accept it? Absolutely. Because you're not Mechal Shabbos Befahesia, you don't observe the halachas, so you know, Tinik Shanish, but it's not your fault. But if a person that's Mamish or Mechal Shabbos Befahesia, he walks on Shabbos and does whatever he wants on Shabbos, such a person would, in this carbon would not be accepted in the Beis HaMikdash. The male is such a person, you cannot accept from him, you cannot be part of a minion, because it's called a To'eva. Tefillah, it's a To'eva, a person Mechal Shabbos Befahesia. Aval, Bashal Shuvas Mahari Asad, Ushal Shuvas Ben Yitzim Daitam, they're more lenient. The Mechal Shabbos Bezman Hazen Nechsham Ktsas Ketinik Shemishva Ben Akum, so they're more makel. That as long as they're not a lahachasnik, as long as even if the Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesia, they don't do it in spite. They do it because they just don't know for anything, yeah. No, let's read the whole thing. Let's see. It goes through a little bit more. Let's see. So, Shabbos and the Shabbos and the Shnishma Leben Akim with the Harbi Mechal Shabbos and Yoidim Zelich Lichbar Oid Bemunasai. They don't know what to do. Ayn Shom Shalshu Veshelus Yavetz Hevi Meknes Agdoyla Sheish Lutzarf Avarin Lechol Dover Shabakdusha. He also you can combine them. It's no problem. Mishne Brura Kos Avdu Kolmi Shakoyfer Betorish Shabal Pe Ayn Lutzarf Lechol Dover Shabakdusha. Verbi Chiddush. Another category. A person denies Torah Min Hashamayim. Different. There are many. This is. There's no real good answer. Every single case is mamish. Every person is a different shayla. A person is a mechal Shabbos bifar hesia. Okay, so we have ready kulas. As long as he doesn't do it in spite, that's how he's brought up. He comes to shul. We need you for minyan. Can you come here? Okay, but if you get into a conversation with him and he tells you that Torah is not min hashamayim, there's no divinity. Everything in the Torah has been made up by man. There's no such thing. That's already a new madrega. That's a new madrega, and him already, he has a din of a guy, and you cannot combine him. They call me true, even if he's a tinshan ishpa. He doesn't know better, but doesn't believe. He doesn't believe there's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down the Har Sinai and gave us the Torah. He denies the possibility that such a thing could exist. To call me chukai b'tar b'shav al-peh, ein l'tzar f'al l'chodav shav b'gdush v'kein k'as v'shav yishfayim, v'ayim b'mar shah, v'ayim shal v'ayim b'shal shuv tzvi, t'tar yishin v'chal shabbos ein l'tzar f'al, he holds you should not be mitzar v'chal shabbos. V'chein k'as v'shav shuv tzvi l'vushim Mordechai. Ushal shuv is Karen David Priya Sadiv. I'm a Mishnah Bura. Hevi Sham the Oinain Ain another halacha. So that concludes the sugya of let's take a step back. That concludes the sugya of a Mechal Shabbos. So basically, we've all been in these situations where we need people in Mechal Shabbos or people that are there are valiant for minyanim. Every single case is a different rav. Someone makes the decision. And there are many chiluk ideos. It's not clear cut. All we learn from over here is there are many different madrigals. The best thing is a person that's not mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, even though we know you can't eat from his kashrus, and we know that he doesn't know from nothing, not so bad. Him is the most grounds to be nagel. The next madriga is a person that's mamish mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. He drives to shul. And can you be mechal? Can you combine him? So, as long as he's not doing ilahachas, I know personally. I once davened 2 years ago. I davened. I went out of town for Yom Naron. I have a friend from yeshiva, and he invited me to come be with him on Yom Tov to daven. You know, it's a very small minyan to daven and to lay and whatever to participate in this minyan. So I asked him, you have a minion of Shema Shabbos people? Of course. Of course we have a minion. No, he tells me, describes the shul. Of course we have a minion. There was no minion. They weren't Shema Shabbos. It was Yom Kippur. I come out, the people, most of them drove to, some of them drove to shul. Maybe without him we had a minion, I don't know. Okay, so he's the rabbi of the shul. He's very big Talmud Chacham. He obviously holds, if they're coming to shul, even though they're coming to shul mamish b'far hesia,
they're not being mechal Shabbos.
If they're on that madrega, they're coming to shul already. It's not like you go out into the street, you have to chat them, do us a taiva, come and stay until we need you for a minion. They're coming to shul.
The question is, yeah? Do you use the shul parking lot?
Shul doesn't have a parking lot. No, you park right in front of the shul. No embarrassment. No embarrassment. So here's. So here's Mamasha case. He's a rabbi, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he obviously knows these issues because he deals with this all the time. He has this Shiloh, probably every Shabbos he has these issues. So obviously he holds that these people, if they're already coming to shul, you can combine them for a minimum of Chal Shabbos. I guess they're not the worst madrega of where the Mamish, they deny the fact that Torah is min Hashemayim. That's a third madrega, and that is much more problematic. Yeah.
Question. I have a cousin who's a Kohen.
Yeah.
So, two questions. One on giving a person an aliyah, if he's the only Kohen in the shul. And second of all, about allowing him to go up to Duchen, or should you tell him better to go out and not say anything?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. Every case is different. Intermarried?
Yeah, he's married.
He's intermarried. He's married to a guy.
Intermarried, no.
Not intermarried. There's another level. It's another level of getting an aliyah and duchening. There's another issue if you're intermarried.
We've had a family simcha, so it becomes a very sensitive issue.
I don't know the answer. I do not know the answer. I don't know the answer. Even a person, it doesn't seem to be an issue when it comes to for me to make a mean if a person is intermarried. That does not appear to be an issue. The only issue is chul shabbos b'fahesyon and it's termina shemayim. Intermarriage is not an issue. An aliyah. It appears that's a kavod. It's more than just making a minyan, giving a person specific honor. Duchening is a bracha. So there, it's much more sensitive. The rules are the most relaxed when coming to join them for a minyan to bring the shechina down. There are 10 Jews. We learn from the Keteres. The Keteres had ingredients which were not pleasant. Doesn't matter. We learn from the Meraglim. V'nikdashli b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The Meraglim were Rishoyim. They spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael because of the Meraglim. We went into Golus. There was the Midbar, 40 years of the Midbar. We had a lot of problems. Yet, v'nikdashli, the Shechina comes down. But to give a person kovoid, an aliyah, and to go and come on to a bracha of a person, the duchen of a person, that is problematic. That's a new level.
But it's his covenant, his position, his calling. I mean, that's
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's a new level. It's a new level. You give 7 kibudim, which just happens to be that we arrange it. First comes Kohen Levi Yisrael. That's a new madrega, and that is much more problematic. And I'm sure there are different opinions, and there are different types of people. And I don't know, at this point, I don't know.
Everybody knows the Kohen, he's the only Kohen in the Jew.
You know, you have to take a stand. You have to take a stand on matters. The world is not Hefkeris. The world is not, not everyone is the same. We live in a society today where everyone is the same. Everyone has equal time, equal rights. Social media, everyone has the right to say whatever. They want freedom of speech. But that's mamash k'neged kol Torah kula. Not everyone is the same. The Torah says there are mitzvos, there are averos. A person that chooses deliberately to do very severe averos, they're out. They're out of the game. That's the way it is. And if you don't take a stand, then there's no Torah. There's nothing. And unfortunately, we're plagued with this. Everyone is the same. Everyone is the same. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Even in universities, I remember years ago. Okay, I'm getting into a lot of trouble. But I remember years ago that the Rabbi Dr. Lamb, Yeshiva University, he was criticizing the students. He's saying the Yeshiva University is not. This is how I remember. Maybe I'm mistaken, but this probably goes back many, many years ago. Is that just this is not a college like all other colleges. This is a Jewish college, and in the secular college, students can do whatever they want. There's freedom of freedom of press, freedom of speech, and freedom of this, freedom of that, and every student. This is a yeshiva. This is a Torah. They are rebbeim. There are halachas. This is an orthodox institution. We get money from the government, we have to deal with that. Different rules, but the bottom line is you're coming here to Yeshiva University, you're coming to a yeshiva, it's a different environment, you just can't do whatever you want. And we're plagued by the Goyim, It's Hefkeros. Beis HaKnesses. I've seen this all the time. Everyone is the same. A Baal HaBos is the same as a rabbi. A Baal HaBos, a rabbi says a halacha, and then there's one of the Baal HaBatim, well, my son has smicha, he learns in yeshiva, and he disagrees with you, and therefore you're wrong, and he's right. And I'm a paying member, and therefore I have equal rights. It's a very big problem. Yeah.
Number one is, what happens to Shul Ben Selelius?
Yeah.
You can't call it. If that
koyein
is not right
to buy the aliyah,
that's a big problem.
It's a very big problem. That's what he's coming to discuss here. That's exactly the point. That's not true. Not every Jew is counted towards me. There are gedorim. A Jew that's mechal Shabbos before Hesia is a problem.
All these places that pay people to come.
Yeah.
To daven. Most of them don't know. What this guy is doing.
It's a problem. That's what he's discussing. There are different levels. A person that's not Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesia is okay. That's the first level. Even though we know for sure he's not a kosher Jew. We know for he doesn't have Bris Milah. Because far as you know, he doesn't have a Bris Milah. But he's not Mechal. He has respect. He comes to Beis HaKnesses. I know people like this. It's a different generation type thing. And then there are people that mamish mechal Shabbos, but they're not lachachas. Tinik shem nishba, this is how I was brought up. Then there are people that are not lachachas, you forget about them. And there are people that are good people, I just don't know, that's not the way I brought up. Torah ben Hashemayim, really? Hashem came down on Har Sinai and gave you the Torah? I don't go for this stuff. That's another level, that's even worse. It's one thing you don't observe, you're not observant, but you believe. Like, the famous joke, that the shul that I don't daven in is the Orthodox shul. The Eretz shul, this very, the Reform and Conservative, I don't know, now it seems like it's building up, they have more power or clout. But traditionally, in Eretz shul, there was never an issue, there was never Reform and Conservative. The non-observant, 90% of the population that doesn't go to a shul, which shul are they not going to? The Orthodox shul. If I will go to the shul, it's the Orthodox shul. Yeah?
Historically, origin of the Hashgadah minion.
Yeah, Shabbos. They went to work.
I want to go to shul on
right.
Shabbos.
I have to parnasa.
That's the origin.
They have no choice. They have the family to support. They have a wife and children. What are they going to do? It was a nisayin. They could not. Who knows if we would be in that position? What we would do? Chas v'shalom. So but they're not doing the lahachis. They're not doing the lachas, and they don't have to, they wouldn't do it. So that those type of people, he just wants to bring out this idea that there are many different levels of people, and every single situation has to be decided on an individual basis. And it is halacha l'maisa when you're stuck throughout a minyan, and the only people you can count, I went away there. Well, I'm going to go walk out. I went there out of town, and he tells me, promised me, there's going to be a minyan of Shomer Shabbos people plus some people who are in Prasim Makarev. I come in, it was no minion of a Shomer Shabbos people. Come on, who are you fooling? So am I going to run away? I'm not going to run away. So he tells me, listen, they're good.
That's why he wanted you.
These people, this is that they're learning, they're on the way, so it's good enough. What?
It's all levels.
All out, what? Right, that's the same. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying all different types of levels. You got to know what it means. Okay, now he comes to another very important halakhic inyan. Ayin Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to an oinin, dehevi sham de oinin ein litzaf ulaminyan. Rachman al-Nasan, let's say there's an oinin. A person is the first day of Avelos, the first day before the Kvura. And you only have 9 people, and you want to use him as well. Can you use an oinin to be your 10th man? No. An oinin is pot mol mitzvah. An oinin cannot be your 10th man. Ein litzaf ulaminyan, with sign sham of Pirigodim, avo be'emes, amayin sham of Pirigodim, and he wins the Makar, the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Pirigodim. But if you look at the Pirigodim, Yira, the dieta, sheesh, litzaf ulaminyan, you have this very often, where you go check the sources, and your interpretation of the source does not fit with what it says. So what does he do? The loy garal, misha yashim, he wrote, said, no, it's no different, and it's only sleeping. Shekosav mechaber shemitzdarf na'ayin shem that b'diyev you can combine a person who's sleeping to your minion. That happens all the time in shul. Shalom
nursim. That's where they give the shalom.
Right, and Chanami, right. four can be sitting. Nursing home, I also, someone asked me if I can do mitzvah, I can go to a nursing home 1 year and daven for the omer, whatever, you don't have to be a chazan, just they need a minion. So you go there and they'll pay you nicely. And he says to me, but by the way, I want to warn you a few things. He says, number one, it's a minion with Simpson. There are only about 10, 11 people that will be in this minion. Number two, they fall asleep. Number three, you have to make sure they're clean. It's not a joke, serious matter. They're clean because, so it's very, it's touch and go. The whole situation is a touch and go situation. So I said, I'll pass. But these are shilas, these are real shilas.
In a nursing home, that's a problem.
Yeah, exactly where I was going. Yeah. A minion bit simsim. They're not clean, and they, it's absolutely, absolutely. So let's see over here. It says over here. So I am shemigod the members of I am shemigod them that year the day to shesel sarfel amini. The loygod mish yoshin zekotem mechaber shemitz sarfin I am shem. So we have a machlokes. A machlokes. Can you combine a person who is an oinin? A person who's an oinin, does he have the status of sleeping? So because BMS is really, he's a Jew, he's a Mikdash, he was Soch B'nei, just this moment in time, he's part from davening. He's part, so what's his status? Two different opinions. V'yachas Chaim Simon and Haim Nehevim Sefer Kerem Shlomo, Shehele, the Bizman Hazeh, Sheish, this is an incredible Chiddush. This Mamish, he touches a raw nerve here, which opens up major, major league modern day Shilas. It's incredible what he's touching on over here. The Bizman Hazeh, Sheish, Misaskim, Achim, Yesh, Lutzofa, Leminion, Ayin, Be, I don't know what that stands for, Sifkon Zayin. In other words, Bizman Hazeh, there are many people. I want to say the whole din of Aninus doesn't apply today.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
The owning, historically, he had to take care.
Exactly. Exactly. There are chapels. It's a different
time.
It's a different society. It's refrigeration, so the body doesn't decay. And Moshe has a lot of chuvis. Everything. And a person is out of state. A person is far away. When does he start the Avelus? There are many, many complicated shilas when it comes to Avelus and Aninus. And it touches Mamash from exactly what it says over here, that they are misaskim. And he wants to tie that in. The very least you can be leads or Krabel Chiddush, that if you have nine people, and you have one other person who's an Onein, and you need him for your minion, he's not fatracht, he's not preoccupied, because the chapel is taking care of everything. So he's not technically called an oinin in the way an oinin was viewed in the Torah originally. And therefore, b'di'eved, it's no harm done. If we'll be lenient, you can combine two different factors. There's such an opinion that says that if you're sleeping, he's okay. So an oinin is no worse than a person who's sleeping. And even if you want to say, no, he is worse than the person who's sleeping, because technically he's potter, you can add to the equation, he's not really potter b'zman hazeh. Because b'zman hazeh, there's no such thing as a halachic oinin. Because he's not preoccupied.
So my first thing I did before this, what I thought was, I said to somebody one time that if you think that you could be, you have the right kavana, because you're not fatra, then you don't understand what it means to have a kavana. In other words, you don't understand what kavana is then.
Right.
Because you're still fatra.
You think you're not.
You are. And if you think you're not, then you don't have kavana at all.
Right. There's a story with the Taz.
Yeah, no argument.
There's a story with one of the Gedolei Yisrael, it was a Shach, the Taz, where he his wife was Nifta. His wife died. And he gave for his wife the most magnificent hesped. Awesome hesped. And shortly after the Avelus, the Shiva, he wanted to marry her sister. And his father-in-law said, no way. Why no way? Not because I won't find for my other daughter someone as a Tam Chacham like you. I am 100% certain I'll never find in the whole world someone that's as great Tam Chacham as you. But if you were able to give such a magnificent hesped for her sister, it shows you didn't really you didn't really mourn over her. Because if you were really in a state of mourning, your mind would not be operating on such a high level where you can give such an eloquent and brilliant drasha. A person that's in a state of mourning shuts down. You shut down, you don't give such a good hesped. You find many, very often, it's very interesting, you find very often by great people, when they're maspid, when they give eulogies for their own family, their own parents, they underperform. Like, the people have reputation, these master darshanim and master speeches, and they come to their own, and it's like they get an F. You give them a C. Like this, like the answer is because for your own, at that time, if you're really in a state of mourning, you shut down. And you can't. And this person, I'm not letting you marry her sister because I don't want someone like you. I don't want a person that will marry my daughter, won't really care about her. And you've proven to me you don't really care, because how could you deliver such a eulogy at such a time?
I would have thought the difference for him.
Yeah.
If he gives such a hesped for someone before, that means his whole ahava, his whole love is still connected to her.
There's a time to everything. Maybe a year later, a yahrzeit, a shloshim, but b'shas ma'isa. So this fits with what Rabbi Maievsky was saying, is that at if you think you could have kavana, person is an owning. You potter, you don't make any brachas. No brachas. And if you think, oh, but I can do it, I can make the bracha. If you can make the bracha, this goes to show you don't even really know what a bracha is. Because if you really knew what making a real bracha is, you would not be able to do so when subconsciously your mind is racing with all the thoughts of what is occurring at that moment in time. Okay, let's stop over here.